Jeff Oberg and Eliza Fendel live in the residential heart of Palmetto Bay. With their three teenage children, they generate a whole lot of garbage. Oberg and Fendel are among the nearly 3 million residents in Miami-Dade County who individually throw away an average of 10 pounds of waste every day. That's according to Florida's Department of Environmental Protection. They both say they don't want all their garbage just sitting in some landfill. They try to recycle. Key word, try.
Okay, take
that. Are we recycling this or not?
I have no idea.
Maybe I'll Google it.
They got their blue 65-gallon recycling bin when they first moved into their home.
The blue can showed up, so they said, put your recyclables in here. So I just assumed, okay, that must be paper, plastic, steel, aluminum, and glass.
They admit, the truth is they don't really know what they're allowed to recycle. And they aren't sure what happens if they throw the right and wrong things into recycling.
You could tell me it went to the moon, and that would be the most that would be the most information I'd gotten from anybody on it.
Jean Marie Massa is in charge of recycling for Miami-Dade County. And she says, before talking about what is recycled, we have to talk about what recycling is.
Recycling is a business.
Miami-Dade County pays private companies to handle recycling.
The decision when recycling came about way back in the 1990s was to bid this out, to have a private company do it, rather than purchase a whole other set of trucks and hire extra people and so forth.
Only half the cities in Miami-Dade County use the recycling services offered by the county. Other cities create their own recycling programs. Either way, it's a similar routine. Trucks come by, pick up recycling bins, and send it to a transfer station. At the transfer station, workers try their best to sort out and take away items that can't be recycled. From there, separate trucks venture off to this place. Reuters Recycling Facility in Pembroke Pines, one of the largest recycling facilities in the southeastern United States. It's owned by Waste Management Incorporated, one of the three companies Miami-Dade pays to handle recycling in the county. Several hundred tons of recyclable material goes through this place each day, but not everything that shows up actually gets recycled. Don McCormick is a spokesperson for Waste Management, and she says one of the reasons is something she calls wish cycling.
Oh, I hope this can be recycled. Let me put it in and they'll figure out. Oh, I hope this.
Kind of like what Jeff Oberg and Eliza Fendel in Palmetto Bay do. And probably most of us.
We used to rinse milk jugs, and I don't think we're very good at doing that anymore.
Yeah.
Or put it this way. A pizza box is cardboard, so people may think it's okay to recycle. But the grease can leak and sit on everything in your bin. And when that bin is picked up and dumped into a truck, that grease can spread to other recycled material. Everything that grease touches is now contaminated. McCormick says contamination is the largest issue the recycling industry faces, and it's mainly due to the second reason why Miami-Dade's recycling rate is so low: the market. Companies are supposed to be able to sell the recycling they pick up, and if they can't, it's not getting recycled. At the recycling facility in Pembroke Pines, they get blankets, hoses, plastic bags, and even an entire picnic table.
Oh, look at this. Carmelo has a whole table. He's pulling out of the recycling. Oh.
None of this is recyclable. China used to be the biggest buyer of recycled material. Earlier this year, they passed a new law requiring that all recycled material imported into the country be no more than half of 1% contaminated. Waste Management receives its material at 25% contamination.
In some cities here in South Florida, it's as high as 40%.
With such a large player virtually out of the game now, if recycled material doesn't sell, it doesn't actually get recycled, says Waste Management's Don McCormick.
You're actually creating more of an environmental burden than a benefit because you're trying to recycle things that ultimately no one wants to purchase, and you've done more harm than good.
Here's Miami-Dade's recycling coordinator, Jean Marie Massa, reacting to the county's 18% recycling rate reported by the state.
This report that goes in is diabolical, I'm telling you. There are so many components to it.
Massa says that number doesn't capture the full picture. This is the third reason why Miami-Dade's recycling rate is so low, the way Florida calculates recycling. According to Massa and Florida's Department of Environmental Protection, curbside recycling is a small portion of what counties recycle. The majority of recycled material comes from commercial or construction waste, which Miami-Dade does not collect and is not required to record for the state.
We're obviously not capturing everything that's being recycled. When they are talking about what is recycled out of the garbage, it is everything that is considered waste.
Some construction companies do recycle. They turn wood into mulch or reuse debris for other projects.
They don't have to send their information to Tallahassee. even though we may know how much is disposed of, we don't know how much is recycled. I think there's a lot of other things being recycled that we haven't been able to capture the numbers on.
Not having the same access to recycling numbers can drastically drop a recycling rate. Masa says the number she sent the state was closer to 30%. And throwing the wrong things into recycling may mean you're actually recycling less. Don McCormick from Waste Management says when in doubt, throw it out. The only things that should be going to recycling are
clean and dry cardboard, papers, bottles, and cans.
The market will take it from there. I'm Andrew Quintana in Miami.